Here's your Friday football forecast for the Big Ten Championship game between Ohio State and Michigan State on Saturday night in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Buckeyes come in ranked number 2 in the BCS poll. The Spartans come in ranked number 10 in the BCS poll. A lot on the line, and this is your classic matchup of the immovable object, Michigan State, against the unstoppable force, Ohio State. Michigan State's defense ranked number 1 in the country, giving up only 238 yards per game and just 11.8 points per game, but they haven't faced an offense like Ohio State's, ranked number 1 in the Big Ten. How about this? Ranked 3rd overall in the country at 48.2 points per game. The Buckeyes gaining 530 yards per contest and 321 of those yards on the ground. So this will be a great matchup of offense versus defense. Let's take a look at both teams, their strengths, their weaknesses. No doubt about it, for Ohio State, their strength is offense. It starts up front with a senior-laden offensive line that will have Marcus Hall in there. Even though he gave that double bird salute to Michigan last week in that 42-41 win in Ann Arbor, he was not suspended, so he will be in there, and that is key against this Michigan State defense, because that will provide Braxton Miller and Carlos Hyde the protection up front that they need to do what they do best, and that's run the football, and on occasion, if you're Braxton Miller, throw the football. He did pass for 1,759 yards, 21 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, so very efficient this year. He missed 2.5 games and still was able to put up those numbers. And oh yeah, he ran for 891 yards and 8 more touchdowns. So this guy is a triple threat. Why a triple threat? He can run it, he can throw it, or he can turn and hand it off to the beast of a running back, Carlos Hyde. 1,290 yards rushing, that's almost 8 yards per carry, and 14 touchdowns on the ground, and 2 more receiving, so 16 total touchdowns for Carlos Hyde. That would be good in a 12-game season, but he was suspended for the first 3 games because of those off-the-field issues in the offseason, and he put up those numbers in just 9 games. So Carlos Hyde, right now, the most complete running back, in my opinion, in the country, playing his best football along with Braxton Miller, and those are just 2 of the weapons that the Buckeyes have on offense. Jordan Hall, Devin Smith, Philly Brown, Chris Fields, Dontre Wilson, the tight end Jeff Heirman. The Buckeyes can score from anywhere, and that's why it's going to be a great test to see if Michigan State's defense can slow down this Buckeyes offense. Their weakness? Yeah, let's be honest. Their weakness is their defense. You look at last week's game. Not good when you give up 600 yards of offense to Michigan. 41 points to Michigan. Too many big plays, not only in that game, but throughout the season. The Buckeyes need to do a better job of wrapping up and tackling and not giving up the big play. Yes, I would love to see some turnovers created by the defense, but I really don't need them as long as they don't give up the big play. Keep everything in front of them. Just do your job, to steal a Bill Belichick quote, right? Just do your job. Don't go for the ESPN SportsCenter top 10 hit or play of the week. Just do your job. Gap integrity. I think the Buckeyes will be able to create a turnover or two because of the pressure that they'll be able to put on Connor Cook with Joey Bosa and Michael Bennett and Noah Spence and Ryan Shazier. But I really don't need that if they can keep everything in front of them and just force Michigan State to punt the football. Michigan State is not a great offensive team. Their quarterback, a game manager, only a sophomore. I think the pressure could get to him both on the field and mentally because of how big this game is. So if the Buckeyes don't give up the big play on defense, I think they can score enough points to beat this Michigan State team. And the special teams, I feel really good about for Ohio State as well, with Wilson returning kicks along with Hall back there. And then you factor in Drew Basil kicking extra points and field goals and Cameron Johnston. I like the Ohio State special team. So strength for Ohio State offense, weakness defense, very good feeling about the special teams. Michigan State, they're known for their defense. The guys that you'll be seeing a lot of and hearing a lot about before the game and during the game for Michigan State: Max Bulla, the linebacker, number 40, number 89, Shalik Calhoun, the defensive lineman of the year in the Big Ten, number 31, Darquez Denard. He's a cornerback who loves to talk, loves to get physical with you. In fact, during the conference call this week, Darquez Denard said, We're going to press you, be physical with you. That's our game. We're going to play our game. That's what they like to do. They like to get physical with you. They're going to bump and run you. They're going to bring blitzes. Allen is going to bring the blitz for Michigan State, number 28. They're going to come from all over the place like they did last year when Ohio State beat Michigan State in East Lansing 17-16. But Coach Narduzzi brought the blitz and tried to confuse Braxton Miller last year. And it worked. He turned it over three times, but he was able to make just enough plays to help the Buckeyes win that game. Well, expect more disguises, more blitzes from that Michigan State defense. It's their strength. It's their bread and butter. What they like to do is they like to turn you over and create a short field for their offense to score points on, because they're not as efficient as the Buckeyes offense. Connor Cook, the sophomore quarterback from Hinkley, Ohio, said that he really wasn't a Buckeye fan growing up, that Michigan State was number one on his list all along, and that's where he ended up going. Now he gets to come back and play against Ohio State in this big game. He is a game manager, not a playmaker. And so for him, he needs those short fields to hand the ball off to Jeremy Langford or to try and hook up with one of his wide receivers like Benny Fowler and maybe get a big play. But I don't think that offense can outscore Ohio State's offense. I just don't. I think when you look at the two teams, I think Ohio State's offense is more dominant than Michigan State's defense is. And that's why I think the Buckeyes will find a way to win this game. Yes, it's going to be hard fought. It's going to be a battle in the trenches. Turnovers are going to be one of the major keys in this game. But on paper, and I think on the field, Ohio State is just a better football team to me. That's the way I look at this. But I will say this, Michigan State has nothing really to lose in this game. They're the underdog. Even if they lose, they have a chance of going to their first ever BCS game. So for them, they're going to pull out all the stops. Watch Mark D'Antonio. He loves to run fake field goals, fake punts, fake extra points. Might surprise you there. They're going to run some bubble screens, some throwback screens, reverses, misdirection, especially after watching what Michigan did to Ohio State last week. So they're going to pull out all the stops in trying to win this Big Ten championship game and get to their first ever BCS bowl game, whereas the Buckeyes are looking to go to their 10th BCS game, the most of any team since the BCS format was adopted. The Buckeyes, with a win, guarantee themselves a spot in the Rose Bowl, for sure. With a win, a convincing win, the Buckeyes have a chance to play for the national championship. So they will be focused. They will not take Michigan State lightly in this game. So when you look at it all, when you break it down, when you consider everything, I think Ohio State wins this football game, and I think they win it like 31-17. Michigan State's going to score some points. They might even score three touchdowns, 21 points. I think as long as the Buckeyes win this game by 10 points and they play from ahead for most of the game and show that they are the most dominant team in the Big Ten, which maybe doesn't say a lot this year, but they go out and prove it in the Big Ten championship game, and they run their record to 13-0 this year, 25 consecutive wins with Urban Meyer. I think then if they can do that, they'll have a chance to play for sure in that national championship game, but it's not going to be easy. Michigan State, like I said, they're going to do whatever they can to surprise Ohio State, pull out all the stops. But why I think the Buckeyes will win: better quarterback, better running back, better coach. They have that solid, experienced offensive line, I think, to counter Michigan State's defense. The fast track indoors favors Ohio State, in my opinion, with the speed and the quickness of their offensive and defensive players. And that berth in a national championship game is on the line, so they're going to be focused. So when I put it all together, I like Ohio State winning this game. I'll go 31-17 as my final score in the Big Ten championship game.